This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton in Fargo with Ashley Thornburg. It's time for Main Street Eats with Sue Balcom. She joins us from Bismarck.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
And that feeling of purging. I don't know. To me, there is nothing like it when you go through the house and you're just like, nope, I don't want this. Get rid of it. And you just clean things. You get things back to organized. You've thought about it. You've cleansed. You're purified. It's like detoxing.
And then you can sit down for 5 minutes and go, right. Oh, my gosh, I can feel the clean.
Right?
It is the most awesome feeling in the world. But at my house, it usually only lasts about that 5 minutes. And then my husband comes home. I'm like, can't you take your boots off when you're coming through the house?
Can't wash laundry together. My clothes actually come out dirtier.
I have yet to experience this joy that you two are talking about here.
Step aside, Doug. We got this one.
We don't do our laundry together either for various reasons. Oh, my gosh. I apparently don't do laundry well. So,
no.
But I like to hang mine outside. And I washed a quilt the other day because, you know, this is the time of year when you're getting ready for Christmas and you're thinking to yourselves, I really need to clean up the house. The windows will be closed up pretty soon because of the weather. And so I thought I would share a little few tidbits about cleanliness. And the first couple things, I just have to get this in. Like, I talked to my pastor's wife one time and I said something about what's this is cleanliness next to godliness thing. And you know what she said? She said, I think at one time some well-meaning pastor said that to get his wife off his back, you know, like cleanliness is next to godliness. That's what you should be doing. Because she said it doesn't say that anywhere that cleanliness is next to godliness.
Well, Sue, when you walk in a supermarket, you can see that cleanliness is a very big marketing item. That's for sure, because there's no shortage of options for detergents or cleaning, you know, chemicals, all kinds of stuff.
It's crazy because I have such a sensitivity to things that have scents in them, and everything's got a scent in it nowadays. And it drives me absolutely nuts because God created things so that if they smell, you're supposed to clean, not cover it up. And that's why we never use anything scented in our house. And actually, I've been doing a lot of research over the past several years about you don't really need chemicals to clean.
I have baking soda, vinegar, and a couple essential oils. I do like scents, but
see, and essential oils do not bother me like those chemical scents do,
right?
So there are people, you know, that just get a little carried away when we're not doing ourselves any favor by using those kinds of things. So really, all you need is baking soda and vinegar. And one of the smartest things I ever did, like this is the time of year when you maybe want to wash your windows now and in the spring. And or maybe every other year now and in the spring. But I watched a video. I actually watched a professional person clean a window at work. And he made it look so easy with a rag, a bottle of spray, and a squeegee that I bought a squeegee. I have some microfiber rags and vinegar and a little tiny drop of Dawn dish soap and some water. And I'm not kidding you. It is so quick and easy to clean your windows. I don't know why you wouldn't do it more than twice a year. And then, of course, you know, we were laughing a little bit about doing laundry. And you know, the only thing you need to clean your clothes is water. And the reason that you use laundry soap is it breaks that. Have you ever filled a glass up to the rim and then it kind of bubbles? Like, you've seen water do that.
Yeah, it's got amazing
surface tension.
Yeah.
Yes. And so that's all you need is like soap nuts, or there are many other recipes that use washing soda and Fels naphtha laundry bar together. You just need to break that surface tension of the water and then it cleans. Now, I know that there are people that have jobs where they need extra power, but I think there's more power in steam and hot water than there actually is in some of those laundry detergents that you can buy.
And we have this germophobia, I think, that's out there pretty broadly. And you have like hand soap that's sold with some sort of antibacterial substance in it. And we've been actually told, I think, by experts that that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
I know that it's a personal opinion for people, but I never use that stuff. Never, ever. I just think that there can't be any harm in being exposed to things because that's how you build up immunities. And I was appalled one time when I saw they were teaching gardening to these little kids and they were making these 5-year-olds wear those blue gloves, those blue rubber gloves, and work in the garden. And I'm thinking, good grief. Where was our favorite place to play when we were kids?
In the dirt.
Heck yeah. I mean, come on. Dirt is fun.
Well, it's actually antidepressant. I don't know if the dirt itself is an antidepressant or some. It's like a chemical reaction of your hands in the dirt.
Right. And you actually absorb minerals from the soil, trace minerals that you need. And there's something, if you Google earthing, E-A-R-T-H, I-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
Google that because that's what you're talking about is the energy that's derived from directly walking on our planet because it is our topsoil. It's the 12 inches of topsoil on this Earth that sets us apart from every other planet in the universe. That's why we have life because we have living soil.
You should walk barefoot.
Absolutely, except when you run out of the house and you're like, oh, nuts. I better put shoes on before I go to work.
Keeps them at work, you know.
That's a good idea. But you can use that vinegar and baking soda. Like I had to buy a new range because I fried mine the other day.
Hmm.
That's pretty depressing for someone who bakes as much as I do. But I use a paste of baking soda and water on the stains on my glass top stove. So if you have something, pots and pans or nice dishes, something that you don't want to use a chemical abrasion on, that's what you want to use is that baking soda. And if you need a little extra oomph, like in your shower where things get really corroded, you can add a little peroxide to that because it creates a chemical reaction. And just, you know, take your time. Do the paste. Leave it on for a while.
Then watch TV.
Yeah,
have a martini.
Have some chocolate jalapeno ice cream and a cup of coffee and then go back and work on cleaning.
Well, if you go into a lot of homes, you'll open up a closet and you'll see a cleaning substance, you know, a commercial one that costs maybe $2.99 or $3.99 or whatever for virtually every kind of surface, stainless steel or tile or wood or, you know.
Right. So in addition to having things that you need to clean with, you need a big extra big closet to keep all of those
things. But you're getting this done with baking soda.
Well, and vinegar, you know, and
different amounts.
Yep. Don't be duped into buying vinegar that's more expensive because it says the word cleaning on it. It's still vinegar, you know, and they'll have it on sale now because it's canning season. But I actually create my own furniture polish with a little olive oil and vinegar and water. And like you said earlier, a couple of essential oils like orange or spearmint or peppermint, you know, something, pine, you know, they have that pine scented one.
I always use rosemary in the bathroom and then grapefruit just about anywhere else.
And
little lemongrass.
Oh, I love
lavender
lemongrass.
In the bedroom.
Lavender in the bedroom, yes, because they say that you can sleep better with lavender. And I don't know if there's any science behind that, but there are all kinds of recipes for all kinds of things. And I don't know if it's just a matter of a mindset or if it's that it takes maybe a little bit more time. But once you start cleaning with these things and you kind of keep up on it, you don't have to have anything that's really super strong. You can make your own dryer sheets or you can buy those super cool wool dryer balls.
Yeah, those work just fine.
And I'll tell you what. Bounce, then you use the dryer balls on your clothes because they're next to your skin. Then take that leftover bounce that you have and into your shower, wet it down, and that will remove soap scum faster than anything. It's really weird. So think about what that's doing to your clothes.
Right? Hey, you know, it's just occurring to me now as I say this. So I don't wear a lot of makeup, but when I do, I take it off with coconut oil. Would there be a cleaning application? Like, that, what is that, degreasing, I suppose?
Oh, I don't know,
because
I'm like,
even less.
Eat it.
Oh. Well, yeah. I mean, you can do lots of things. It's a lotion.
Right,
it's a,
actually,
it's a face
yeah.
cleanser. It's great on food.
Really good for, like, winter's coming up, and if you have dry, cracked heels or dry skin in general, I use straight up coconut oil.
Right.
But I don't use the stuff that's really sweet, because then you have, like, things following you around. They want to lick your legs. You know, like the cat or your husband. I don't know. Well,
ah,
I smell like coconut oil.
Which do you prefer?
It's creepy. Either way. So, but you can make eyeglass cleaner with rubbing alcohol. You know, so there's just so many things out there that have been around. I mean, you've got to think about it this way. Back in the day, back in the olden times, they didn't have all of these options. They had to use what they could, you know.
Right. And well, and lemon juice and salt also. Very handy and homemade cleaning.
Well, I grew up with my mom putting a box of baking soda in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
I think people still
absorb
do that.
Absorb odors? Absolutely. But you know, it's what my mom told me. Like, this was the best advice I've ever gotten from my mother. God rest her soul. She said to me one day, she's like, you know, do you remember when you were young and it was like a half an hour before your dad came home from work and we would run through the house like crazy people and we would straighten the whole thing up and wipe everything off and make sure the rugs were all put down, the floors were swept, you know, before he came home because he was the master of the house.
Oh, boy.
But, those were the days, Doug. But she said to me, I spent my whole life cleaning. I have nothing to show for it. And so one day I said to myself, you know, if you'd rather weave or cook a nice meal or invite some people over to your house, maybe the cleaning can wait, except for the bathrooms. The bathrooms have to be cleaned. And I'll do that in 20 minutes before I go to work some days because it's just really important.
Yeah.
And I love the smell of vinegar. Some people don't like that. So here is a final tip on using vinegar. You can add orange oil to it, or you can actually save your orange peels and you can flavor your vinegar with the oranges so that when you mix it in with your water and your little bit of Dawn dish soap or Mrs. Meyer's dish soap to cut the tension of the water, that will have that nice orange fragrant natural smell to it because we're all about natural at our house.
I like the peppermint Castile soap myself.
Oh, yeah. I love any kind of those Castile soaps. Yes.
Oh, well, we'll leave it with that. Sue Balcom is with us every week for Main Street Eats. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, guys.